night respite service for caregivers. Are you currently caring for a loved one with dementia or someone who needs assistance with their activities of daily living, ADLs, at night? Do you find yourself feeling fatigued and hoping for an alternative option to help care for your loved one? If you answered yes to the questions above, the Night Respite Service offers you the chance to take a break from nighttime caregiving responsibilities, allowing you to rest or attend to other commitments. Within the Night Respite Service, individuals receive meaningful engagement, and their care needs are addressed. The service also provides support for caregivers in managing the sundowning behaviors of their loved ones. Caregiver Teo Leishuang's story. Photo: Mr. Teo engaging in hand-pedaling exercises during night respite at Vanguard Woodlands. In 2021, Leishuang became the sole caregiver for her father, Mr. Teo, who had been diagnosed with dementia 2 years prior. Mr. Teo was experiencing sundowning symptoms, and was often unable to distinguish day and night. At night, he was restless, agitated, and had difficulties sleeping. He often wanted to leave the house for walks at night, but as his vision and hearing are impaired, Leishuang had to accompany him to ensure his safety. He could go without sleep for 2 days and developed hallucinations that he was being locked up in an unfamiliar place. Although Leishuang utilized home care services in the day, caregiving for her father at night left her exhausted and overwhelmed. "Sometimes, I get feelings of depression. It is only when he is asleep that I am able to have some time to myself and do my own things. Being a caregiver can feel so lonely and scary at times." During one of Mr. Teo's appointments at a polyclinic, she chanced upon Vanguard Senior Care Center at Senya. The staff informed her of the night respite service, where her father could be engaged with physical exercise such as hand pedaling, as well as cognitive, sensory and reminiscence activities such as coloring and puzzles. She decided to enroll her father for the service and is glad she made that choice. Now, Mr. Teo attends the night respite service 4 times on weekdays, excluding Wednesdays. She has been able to get much needed rest at night without the worry that her father is unattended. As the Vanguard staff are all trained and experienced in caring for persons living with dementia, I feel assured and comfortable with handing over the care of my father in the night to the center. He is also able to sleep better now. Leishuang encourages other caregivers to make use of services that can lighten their load, especially if they have other responsibilities such as caring for children or work commitments. Story provided by Vanguard Woodlands. Read the full story here, A Little Respite Goes a Long Way, by caregiver Teo Leishuang. Impact on caregivers. Persons living with dementia may display changes in their behavior in the evening that may last throughout the night. During this time, your loved one may experience some, if not most, of the following behaviors: restlessness, heightened activity levels, disorientation, agitation, aggression, visual or auditory hallucinations. This is known as sundowning, which often occurs in the moderate to severe stages of dementia. While this primarily affects the sleep patterns of your loved one, it is important to acknowledge the ways in which sundowning may affect yourself as well. Caregivers often have to forego their sleep to ensure that their loved one is engaged and safe, and are unable to take time to themselves to recuperate from their caregiving duties in the day. Find out more about the causes of sundowning and ways to manage it. What are activities of daily living, ADLs? ADLs refer to a person's self-care activities. The 6 ADLs are: eating, dressing, bathing, toileting, walking or moving about, transferring. How can night respite service support caregivers? Night respite service support caregivers who are caring for Persons living with dementia who display sundowning behaviors, or persons who require mild to moderate assistance in their ADLs. Night respite service relieves caregivers from caregiving so that they can catch up on rest or attend to other commitments. Service providers will also educate caregivers on strategies to manage behaviors of concern, such as sundowning behaviors. This helps to ease their stress level, alleviate responsibilities, and provide respite care for caregivers. During night respite, service providers provide custodial care for the persons in need and engage those who have trouble falling asleep at night with meaningful activities, such as puzzles, games, listening to music, and reminiscence activities. How to apply for night respite service? To learn more and/or apply for night respite service, you may browse www.aic.sg/care-services/night-respite/ call the AIC hotline at 1-800-650-6060. Visit any AIC link locations. Talk to your medical social workers or care providers. Night respite service care providers. Peacehaven Nursing Home, 9 Upper Changi Road North. Singapore 507706, telephone 6546-5678. Operating days, hours, exclude public holidays, Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Sri Narayana Mission, Singapore. 12 Yishun Avenue 5 Singapore 768992, telephone 6955-9540. Operating days, hours, exclude public holidays, Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. St. Joseph's Home, 36 Jurong West Street 24 Singapore 648141, telephone 6268-0482. Operating days, hours, exclude public holidays, Monday to Friday, 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Vanguard Woodlands, 2 Woodlands Rise Singapore 737749, telephone 6540-9200. Operating days, hours, exclude public holidays, Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Additional resources. Enabling Festival 2022. Interview with Angeline Gan from Vanguard Woodlands about night respite. Source: Enable Asia Night Respite Service is pilot program in collaboration with Agency for Integrated Care, which aims to support caregivers of persons living with dementia displaying sundowning behaviors through the provision of short-term overnight respite care. Ms. Angeline Gan, Center Manager at Vanguard Senior Care Center in Woodlands, discusses how to apply for the night respite service and the costs involved. The 18th of February 2019, The Straits Times. Caregivers hope night respite scheme will be dream come true. Downloadable resources. Living with dementia, a resource kit for caregivers, providing care. Source, Agency of Integrated Care. This booklet offers tips for effective communication, designing a daily routine, managing behavioral changes, including sundowning and wandering. It also links caregivers to resources that may be helpful as their loved one's dementia progresses. Read more. Is your loved one experiencing sundowning? Source, Agency of Integrated Care. This resource features information on the possible causes of sundowning and tips for caregivers to cope with it. Read more. Read next. Programs and services in the community. Dealing with caregiver stress. References. Agency for Integrated Care. A Little Respite Goes a Long Way, brochure. Agency for Integrated Care. 2021. Night Respite Brochure, Brochure. Agency for Integrated Care. Agency for Integrated Care, 2020, February 1. Respite Care in Singapore, What You Need to Know. https://iapa.org.au/network-news/it-doesn't-need-to-be-this-way-the-promise-of-specialized-early-intervention-in-psychosis-services/ St. Joseph's Home, 2020. Dusk to Dawn Official Brochure.